Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. And this morning, if you were listening yesterday, you know Owen and Hudson were my co-hosts on the show. And today I have two new co-hosts, but there's only one real star on this show right now. Hold on. I wasn't ready. I should have been ready to introduce you. Okay. Are you ready for me to introduce you? I didn't give you headphones yet, but hold on. Here it comes. Amanda, I will say, and baby Isaiah are in the studio this morning. Woo-hoo. Amanda and Racine, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay, I didn't tell any of the other regulars you were joining me today. Are we going to get lit up?
You might, but I did tell a few. So.
Oh, they know. Some okay, know. Good. Who did you tell?
I told Java Dave he better call in today.
Java Dave? Yes. I haven't talked to him in like 10 years.
He better get resurrected.
That's his theme
out of
song.
The coffee lands.
I'm like choking on the dust on his theme song. Dave! Okay, you told Java Dave. Awesome.
I told Ryan from Calabama.
Of course you did. I haven't heard from him in a minute.
Saucy Sandra.
Oh, wait, I can't keep up with all the theme songs. Hold on. You told Saucy Sandra.
Mm-hmm. And then Bella and Kenosha, too.
Oh, and Bella. Yes, yes, yes. Look at that. All the theme songs. You can't hear because you don't have headphones on.
Yeah,
I'm playing everyone's theme song. Well, Amanda, I hit you up because you're on maternity leave.
Yep.
Until what, next week?
Yeah, I go back to work on Monday.
Uh-huh. So I thought, Amanda would be fun to come in for the day.
Yes.
And then I get baby snuggles. Are you done burping, Isaiah?
I think so. He might start spitting up. So.
Well, when I pulled into the parking lot, you were feeding him in the parking lot. You guys, Amanda was like hanging out of her car like a gangster. Like, I wish you guys could have seen this. She's holding the baby, feeding him, one leg out of the car. She comes in. She's like, oh, let me burp him quick. I have never heard someone hit their baby so hard. She's like,
hey, you gotta burp.
And I was like, oh yeah, you're not a new mom at all. You're the hardcore burper over there.
Yeah, when I first had Savannah, they're like, okay, you gotta hit him hard. Than that. And now I'm like, okay, bring it on.
They
baby.
Said you got into my room. Now you're beating the crap out of him. You got to be careful. Aw, he's just staring up. How old is Isaiah now?
He's almost 3 months.
Oh, and you go back to work next week.
Ugh. It's time though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a nosy Rosie staring at the neighbors. So it's time to get back to it.
Did you just call yourself a nosy Rosie?
Yeah.
Oh, Amanda, I knew you'd be funny today. All right, coming up next, we have the question of the day. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, I haven't told you what it is, but it's coming up. So don't go anywhere. KISS FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
My guest co-host today is Amanda in Racine.
Hey.
How could I say that and not play your theme song? Hold on.
Turn down for what?
You know, I'm always dancing. Woo-hoo! Every time. You sure are. Amanda Indrasine is going to be my co-host today. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I could turn down the music in the background. So I've never done the show holding a baby. And here I am right now. Yep. I am the pilot and I'm holding a baby, everybody. Don't ever tell a woman she can't do it all. I just want everybody to know this. Because even though Amanda just fed Isaiah, he's doing just fine in here. All right, you ready for the question of the day?
Yeah.
Are you nervous about him?
I mean, whatever happens, happens.
You know I'm a mom. He's going to be just fine.
If he starts screaming, I mean.
If he starts screaming, he's a baby. I'm the best person to come in with the baby because I get it. You know, any kind of parent gets it. Okay, are you ready for the question of the day?
Yeah.
Amanda, I have a very long list here. So I want to know, what do you do when you want to get out of your own head? That is the question of the day. And Amanda, I know you're an overthinker.
I am an overthinker.
Because I know you. You're an overthinker.
I do worry a lot.
And I do too. Sometimes, as I've gotten older, I've gotten much better at not caring. Trust me. But I want to know, what do you do when you can't get out of your own head? This is the question of the day.
Honestly, normally I just start playing music and singing and dancing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You don't scream?
Oh, I do scream, maybe. I'll scream and then I'll start singing and dancing.
And then you'll go crazy?
Yeah.
So you say singing, dancing, and music. That's like a healthy way to deal with it.
Yeah.
A very healthy way. I don't really know what I do to get out of my own head. Probably exercise. That's one of the things I like to do. I mean, this is a healthy thing I'm talking about. Yeah. I could give you a lot of unhealthy things that I do. And maybe somebody's going to call in with those as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. 414-533-1037. We want to know, what do you do when you get inside of your own head? What do you do to get out of it? This is like a good mental health question, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm curious to see what everybody's going to say.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So today it's me and Amanda. Today it's me and Amanda in Racine. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be playing your theme song every time. Amanda, I love seeing you do it in person because you get so excited and you like throw your hands in the air.
It's I need my arm. I need one arm.
It's so glorious. The question of the day today is, what do you do when you want to get out of your own head? And Amanda, who listens to us like a queen on the Odyssey app, you listen to music and dance around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or on the Alexa, you listen, right?
Yep.
All right, well, our first caller's on the phone. You ready for this? I don't know if you're ready for this.
I'm always ready.
We got some good ones today. They all wanted to see you. So let's get to her first. Good morning, Saucy Sandra.
Hey, there. Hey, my friend. Hey, girl. Hey.
There's just a lot of fun in the studio right now, and now you're joining
in. I know. I'm so jealous.
Well, she's on maternity leave. I figured, what the hell?
Yeah, Amanda, right?
Come on in. It's perfect.
I got time to kill.
And I get baby snuggles when she's here. So, you know.
Bonus and bonus. Mm-hmm.
Saucy, tell us, what do you do to get out of your own head?
Well, I call my sister from another mister and my brother from another mother. Oh, and yes. I talk it out. And then I get off the phone and I'm like, oh, well, now I'm better.
Oh, are you talking about Amanda and Racine and Ryan in Calabama?
You betcha.
Ah, that's how you...
pep talks.
You guys have pep talks? Do you ever three-way? You've three-wayed?
Oh. I did tell my husband, so he knows.
You heard it on the show first. Saucy Sandra, Amanda and Racine and Ryan in Calabama had a three-way. You heard it?
We sure have.
I heard it,
multiple
too.
Multiple three-way.
Okay, well, speaking of the devil... You can tell
it. Hey, my brother from another mother.
Welcome to the threesome.
Wait, I'm here. It's a foursome. Hello. Where do I go? Tell me where to start.
You didn't call us, drop the co-host, so you're out.
Well, she was the first one, and I knew you were going to be mad, Ryan. I knew it. I knew I'd never hear the end of it. And I knew it. No, I'm so happy.
I already pre-warned her yesterday. I said, you better let Allie know she's going to get lit.
Hey, the week's not over yet, Ryan. Slow down a little.
I know.
All right, Ryan, what do you do to get out of your own head? Because they said they talked to you guys on the phone. So what do?
I either call them and talk to them, or two, I just go to work and just mow lawn and just try to
check out
on the lines. Focus on the lines.
What nice. About feed the animals? Don't you feed them too?
I'll go out there and talk to the chickens for sure all the time.
I mean, Ryan's got a farm. Yeah. Well, he's got a whole farm at his house, basically. Okay. Well, Ryan and Saucy, it's so good to hear from you. I love it how the regulars, you got your little club going on over here and you guys have your little bond, but I'm joining and now it's a foursome. So, hi.
Hi. Hey.
All right. Thanks. Good talk. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Much love.
Much love. Oh, they're fun, aren't they?
Yes.
You guys have your own little thing going on,
yeah,
don't you?
We do this quite a bit.
Do any of the other regulars get jealous when you three talk? Or you don't know, nobody said anything?
I mean, I talked to others, but they haven't said anything.
Nobody's thrown any shade about
it. Not
yet. We could talk about this on the show today. When you have a club and then you have little cliques in the club. Do you know what I mean? Not in a bad way, though. I'm just saying. All right, Michelle, my girl is in Hartford today on three. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Are you jealous you're not in the regulars club?
One day I'll get there, Allie. Seriously, one day.
Yeah,
one day
you have to call in. You can do it.
5 days in a row, you call into the show. If you actually get in, you get your own theme song. But Michelle, we're talking about the question of the day, which is what do you do when you want to get out of your own head?
Well, as we all know, Allie, you know, I have the cutest dogs in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
So I hype them up, get excited, start clapping, and throw the ball and play with them. And they are the best
that is a
serotonin
good one.
Ever.
Aww, a dog ever. One. That's a good
I
way
do
to.
That too.
Pets yep. are a great yeah. way to, you know, yeah. kind of check out and do something nice. Yeah, they're there
and they
to
don't
help.
Talk back.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually. They don't talk back.
No. They just love awesome. You no matter what. So.
I know a few people like that, Michelle, yeah. if you want me to send them your way, but I don't know that many that don't talk back.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Sometimes they need to keep their mouth shut, but that's a whole other issue. So when you're having, you know, a tough day, do you want someone to talk back to you? No. Why not play with the dogs and make it fun and you're good? So, yeah.
I support this fully. Play with the dogs. All right. Thank you. And she means that the literal pets, the dogs. Okay. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
She's so funny. All right. Talk to you later. Coming up next, another regular. You've never met him in person, though, Amanda.
No, I haven't.
Danny in Oak Creek. Hi, Danny. Good morning.
What's up?
What's up? We're talking about the ways, the things you do to get out of your own head, Danny. That's what we're talking about this morning. What do you got for me and Amanda and Racine?
Well, I'm kind of sad right now that I'm not part of this group thing
See?
Going on.
Here we go. I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. You got to add Danny into your group chat.
Yeah. Well, hey, we have an event coming up soon, so we're doing the Franksville Beer Garden coming up.
You guys have your own events. I mean, I can't even. I love it.
Friday, September 6th.
Mm. Okay, good to know. Yeah. All right, Danny, what do you do to get out of your own head?
You know, pretty much everybody that's been saying stuff is pretty much true to me. Do stuff with my dogs, you know, get out, go work out, just stay busy.
Yeah,
it's just clear that out of my head.
But
just
not
positive things.
But hold on, Danny. But not so busy that you don't deal with anything, because we all know those people.
Yeah,
we all
talk about it.
We all know the people that fill their schedule to the max. It's okay, baby Isaiah. It's
He's
okay.
So overwhelmed.
Well, we're doing a radio show, Isaiah. Do you mind? I mean, do you need to cry? I know you're a newborn, but come on, guy. I mean, we're busy here. No, but you know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I forgot what I was saying because of the baby.
This
but
normally happens to me too.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't want to overfill our schedules.
Yes.
Because I know people that do that in order to not deal either.
You gotta work through it.
That's another issue that I have with people. So
no, you gotta work through it, but maybe you just need some time to think about it to do it positively.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I like it, Danny. All good advice. Thank you for calling today. We'll talk to you later.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
Last but not least, John is in Milwaukee. He said John Shoup, to be exact. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're
having fun this morning.
We are. Thank you for calling in. Amanda and Racine is my co-host this morning, and we're talking
about...
Yes,
she is. She's amazing. No worries. I listen to you guys every morning.
He already knows who you are, Amanda.
I wish I could be a regular, but my last name really is Shoup.
Oh, well,
so
then
I have a built-in theme song.
You do. We would have to give you that theme song if you got in.
Yeah.
Today is day one, John. Day one of the rest of your life.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you do to get out of your own head, John? Tell us.
Well, baseball for me has always been the outlet. So
my wife
and my son, whenever I come home from work, it's just get out of your own head and calm down, and we just play catch for a half hour, 45 minutes. You just go out and play catch.
I used to do that a lot. I used to play a lot of sports, like softball and Hockey.
Sports is a good
thing.
That's
a good one.
It's activity. It's a team sport. You got to work with others, you know?
Yep, and just being able to throw something to somebody else instead of throwing something against a wall is probably a better idea.
Now think about those rooms that you like go and break stuff. Now I want to do that.
Yeah. Right. Well, Amanda, we don't have to go anywhere and pay. We can do it at the radio station.
Oh, okay.
Just find some equipment and just break it. It'll be great.
Sounds
all
good.
Right. John, thanks so much for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow if you want to go for day two. Yeah.
Okay. I'll try.
Bye.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, he was so nice. It's nice when you talk to some of the people that we never see or hear from, right?
Yep, exactly.
Because only a small percentage of our audience actually gets in and gets on the phone. So when I hear someone new, I'm like, "Oh, you were there the whole time."
Right?
Hey, John, people are texting in all kinds of things. Lori in Cedarburg, of course, texted in that she practices Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
What about NASCAR racing, Lori?
Why can't I say this? Wait, yeah, what about racing?
Yeah, she always likes her racing like me, so that's a good one.
Somebody else texted in and said, I go running, a lot of exercising, or I go for a walk when I get bad anxiety. I can actually go up above 5 miles of walking when they're stressed out. Things you can't say on air, a lot of you texting in, and then I'll just say this, people saying things like eat a gummy. Okay.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So, Amanda, you know what I want to talk about today on What Would DZ Do?
What's that?
The rekindle of a relationship. And you know what triggered this thought today?
What was that?
Did you see they officially filed for divorce? Who am I talking about? Ben Affleck and J-Lo officially called it quits almost exactly 2 years after they got married.
I can't believe that. First of all, normally I hear about this before you guys even say anything.
Yeah. So this is the world, crazy, though. The news happens so quick now that it comes and goes. So you could easily have not even seen that J-Lo and Ben filed for divorce yesterday. You might not know that. You know, if it's not in your algorithm. So I think it's interesting because we all know that they were engaged in the early 2000s. They split and then he married Jennifer Garner and had 3 kids with her. Okay. And J-Lo went on to marry Mark Anthony and had twins with him. They were both married for almost 15 years to other people. She then was engaged to Alex Rodriguez and then he cheated on her. We all saw that. And she ran back into Ben Affleck's arms. The rekindle, almost the college love, the high school love.
I loved it, actually.
I loved it too. But I thought, is this going to work? Can they do this?
Too.
Because you hear all these stories, Amanda, about people coming back together. And they're like, oh, we dated in high school. Oh, we dated in college. And but it's in your 40s. We saw what happened. They're in their 50s. They rekindled in their 50s.
They're
and it went
old now?
Yes. J-Lo's, yes. Yes. J-Lo turned 50 right around the time she was at Summerfest, which was over 5 years ago.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Now I feel old.
Yeah. Maybe she's 53. But J-Lo and Ben definitely in their 50s. And so they tried it in their 50s. It didn't work. So how do we feel about rekindling? What would you do? I know you're married, Amanda.
I am married,
You have 2 kids. But even me as someone, if my high school or college boyfriends came back, I'd be like, what?
No.
This is a different lifetime. But people want to hold on to the familiar. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get that.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I get it, but I don't get it.
I wouldn't do it personally. I would run away.
Okay, so I don't want to even put in the universe. I don't want to say, so pretend you and your husband. I don't even want to put that in the universe, okay? But yeah, but a lot of people, they love going back to exes, even 20 years old.
I don't understand that, though.
J-Lo,
you guys broke up for a reason.
20 years ago at that.
Yeah.
How do we feel about rekindling with exes today? Because this is what's happening. J-Lo and Ben Affleck officially filing for divorce and probably held on as long as they could because they went in just a pride thing, I would think, at some point. You're like, wow, we really thought this was going to work.
You know, if they can't make it work, I don't know who can, because I really thought they were going to make it work.
You could see them fighting towards the end, you know, him slamming car doors.
I always saw the happy pictures.
It seemed like he was not cool with all the paparazzi. And the social media. And that's part of her business.
Right.
Sorry, Ben. It did not work. But from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. You can call or you can text. Rekindling with an ex. We saw what happened with J-Lo and Ben Affleck filing for
divorce. Somebody texted in, Martin and kicked him to the curb. That must be Teddy and Muskego, if I know a texter when I see one.
I love the accent.
Yep, yep.
Good job, Allie.
Very good. Did you like my Teddy accent? You can call or text.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
My girl Amanda's in, Amanda and Racine is in the house today. Woo-hoo. I'm sorry, you're like, where is my theme song and why did I not hear it yet?
I'm waiting. Turn down for what? Woo!
Amanda,
I can always party less.
You're so cute. DZ's out for the rest of the week at least, and he'll be back when he can. But
yeah, I party like this every day, all the time.
Dude, this is fun. I love it. You're on maternity leave. You come in. You brought the baby.
Yo, I go back to work, I'm just going to start doing this song. Turn down for what, baby?
Your baby's now asleep.
Yep.
Finally, I put a baby to sleep.
I think I have to scream, like, turn down for one, he'll sleep.
Yeah, we're talking about rekindling, though, because J-Lo and Ben Affleck filed for divorce yesterday.
Which
it's official.
Shocking.
Yeah, 2 years after they rekindled, 20 years later.
I think we've only made it 2 years, too. Come on.
A part of me says, I can't believe that either. That's not even that long in today's day and age. Time goes so quick. But I can believe it because it was 20 years later. And I'm like, why are you guys trying to revisit this stuff? When it's just not going to work.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the pessimist here. I don't know. We're going to start with one of our regulars who called in. I'm so excited. Let me find her theme song because I'm the pilot. Oh, this is going. Oh, there we are. Lisa in Sheboygan. Hey.
Hey. Morning.
Morning.
I'm always dancing your song, too.
Woo!
I gotta give my best DZ is
Wepa.
Wepa!
Buenos dias! There you go, Lisa. He'll be so proud that you're representing him. He'll be so happy. Lisa, you never call during What Would DZ Do? It's always Am I the Jerk, so this is a nice surprise. This is nice to hear.
Nice surprise.
Trying to keep everyone on their toes, you know?
Yes. How do we feel about rekindling? Because they filed for divorce, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I feel a little bit like a tool for giving my advice because I've not been in the situation.
That's okay.
But I also don't care, so I'm just going to say anyway.
Well, Amanda's married, and she gave her opinion.
I
like,
did.
Would you rekindle? What would you do, you know?
I wouldn't, and I think especially in the celebrity field, which I know, again, I can't speak on either, but obviously
what are you talking about? You're a paparazzi.
I mean,
come by, take a picture.
I don't know. Sheboygan is pretty, it's a hot spot. Yeah.
Sheboygan paparazzi.
Yeah.
But
I mean, there is a reason why they broke up in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people can change, but they don't always change for the better. Mm-hmm. And I think
that's
especially
true.
From like a celebrity side, at the time of their breakup, they were obviously already A-list celebrities. They're even more popular and really famous now than they were then.
Big time.
So I don't think that anything is easy in a relationship at that point. Relationships are hard in general, but I think being a celebrity is probably even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think, like, you can change as a person, but it's not always for the better. And if you both change, you're not going to change to follow the same path again necessarily.
Well, and Lisa, don't they say if you're still attracted, you shouldn't be attracted to your ex, or you haven't grown, is what some people would say.
Right.
So what does that mean? Because, I mean, they still, I don't know. We also know.
Out of ease and comfort that they did it.
I agree. It was familiar.
I think neither of them wanted to have, and that's
and,
a thing for anybody, not a celebrity. Nobody wants to fail at a relationship.
No.
They thought, oh, well, let's just try it again. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there was probably a bond too, because they're both celebrities, if that makes any sense. So it's already familiar, and you're already in this hole where nobody understands what you're going through but other celebrities. And so I could see that being a bond, too, where it's like, oh, well, there's nobody else to date, so I guess I'll go back to my ex, who I dated 20 years ago, Ben Affleck. What the heck? Why not?
Plus, I mean, the paparazzi is probably just coming at them all the time. How annoying. They probably feel like they're dating them, too.
Well, and then you get caught up in the love story with the paparazzi, who's like, they're back together,
yeah,
and
but,
you're
oh,
now
wow,
getting, your brain's getting fed this narrative. That this is a great idea, whether it is or not, right?
I probably would be. I'd be like, oh my God, wow!
Oh, it's so exciting.
We are.
Well, at least they're going to be able to say they tried. Ben Affleck and J-Lo, they tried, and
now
it didn't work. Yeah. Okay, Lisa,
it's
great to hear from you. I'm going to message you, okay? I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Charisse is in South Milwaukee. Good morning, Charisse.
Good morning.
We're talking about rekindling because J-Lo and Ben Affleck filed for divorce yesterday. So on What Would DZ Do Today, since he's not here, it's would you rekindle if this was 20 years later and they call you up or you run into each other? What do you do?
No, I definitely wouldn't. And it's kind of funny because me and my girlfriend now had this conversation a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of, for my thought process on it, it's more or less like, again, there's a reason you guys broke up. And I think, too, like, as you get older and you go through these experiences, you mature differently. I personally, like, wouldn't even be physically attracted to any of my exes.
Same.
Because my taste has changed.
I see, like, the guys I dated in my 20s, I'm like, ew, what was I thinking? No offense. I'm like, what?
And I'm guilty of dating the toxic type when I was younger.
Well,
so
we all were, because,
like,
we weren't mature enough. We weren't ever taught the way to deal with our emotions, and we weren't mature enough. So I get it. Yeah.
So, and I mean, I understand, like, for them, you know, maybe it was, you know, I don't know what their circumstances were when they broke up. And I think, like, the previous girl, you know, mentioned it too, you know, I mean, maybe because they're both celebrities, it was like a comfort thing. It was like, oh, let's rekindle this.
Familiar.
I mean, for some people, maybe it works. Look at Nelly and Ashanti. I mean,
that's true. You
know? That's true. Although he got arrested for, what, ecstasy recently, didn't he?
Did he? Oh, God.
So we might have some other things going on with Nelly these days. I mean, if you're getting arrested when you're 40, Nelly, we got to talk.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Nice pun. Nice pun. I don't know how old Nelly is, but I took a guess there. He's probably close.
I gotta imagine he's in his 40s.
He's
so
probably around there for sure. So you say don't do it, Charisse. You say
don't
rekindle.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It might seem like it's the right thing to do because you might be comfortable. It might maybe even bring back nostalgia in a sense of like, oh, you know, what we had then. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, unless both people matured along the same, you know, at the same level, I guess.
Which is rare, like you said. Yeah, I get it. Well, Charisse, I agree. I don't agree in the rekindle. I think you're fooling yourself with your mind and familiarness. But we have somebody on the phone who's going to go the other way, I think. So thank you for calling, Charisse.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Oh, she was a delight. Look at that. Well, next up, because she may go the opposite, and I'll let her explain why, is our girl Bella in Kenosha. Bella!
Those milkshakes, you know.
Good morning.
So Wepa, when the boys come to your yard, do you rekindle, Bella? That's what we want to know.
So, Allie, you may or may not remember the story. I know you do.
About you and Mike? I do, yes. Go on. But tell the class.
I'm not a rekindler.
I was going to say, didn't he just pursue you for a while before you gave in? It wasn't a rekindle, right?
Right. Like, we had dated briefly, and I was in a emotionally unavailable spot.
Oh, you're a rekindler. Never mind. I changed my mind. You're a rekindler, Bella.
But he's the only person that I ever rekindled with.
Aww.
The only one, because I think if it's done, it's done. But we didn't, like, leave on bad terms. We left, like, I'll break your heart if I date you any longer.
You guys are the exception.
There are exceptions. Yeah. I agree. And, you know, I think we all wanted that for J-Lo and Ben Affleck. And then it was like, walk.
Well, I'd rather Bella have it than, you know, J-Lo.
Bella gets it.
Yeah, J-Lo don't need it.
J-Lo's got enough. So you say rekindle or what, Bella? What would you do?
I mean, I would say, like, individual circumstances, but in general, no.
Somebody texted in and says, does getting back with my ex-husband after 1 year separation count as rekindling with an ex? I don't think so.
No.
I think you just took a break. I don't think you rekindled it. I doubt you ever stopped thinking about him.
Like,
if it was a year.
Friends. Oh, I'm on a break.
Yeah, a year later, if you're getting back together a year later, you probably never stopped thinking about him. Yeah. Somebody else said, my wife and I dated in high school, broke up 3 years later. We got back together and we've been married 20 years. Oh, they needed that 3 year break to sow their oats. I don't know. It's just a thought. Is that too much? I don't know.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias in honor of DZ. And filling in for DZ today until he gets back, whenever he's ready to come back.
Because he's dealing with some stuff right now. Filling in today. Every day I think I'm going to have somebody different. And I like it that it's kind of a surprise to the listeners. Today. You think we should bring you in here all the time to do it? Is that what you're implying, Amanda and Racine? Hi, Amanda and Racine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What did you think yesterday when I made the call and said, you want to come on the show tomorrow?
I was shocked. I was like, oh, hell yeah, baby.
But you were
come
pumped.
On. Oh, yes.
I knew you were on maternity leave. You got baby Isaiah. And I said, of course you can bring the baby. Because not only am I a mom, but why wouldn't I let you bring the baby? And he's been an angel the whole time.
For the most part. When he's back, tried screaming, but...
Well, he's fine. You know what? He
just had an opinion, that's all.
It's fine. And like his mom.
Yeah, exactly.
And you go back to work next week.
Yep, on
you
Monday.
Ready?
I think I'm ready. It's time.
Yeah.
Vacation's over. Party's over.
Yeah, maternity leave with Starbucks trips and Target was fun while it lasted, wasn't it?
No, I don't have money anymore, so time to get back.
You need to go back to work and make money. I will say maternity leave is really weird because you do have time off and you have all this time, but yet you're on this weird loop of feeding.
Yes.
And when you have a good baby, it's a lot more fun.
Yes.
So your baby's pretty chill.
He's
and you can
good.
Go do stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas some people, they can't even leave the house. I feel bad for those people, you know, because the kid is just wild.
Yeah. I mean, adding another one is interesting, mm-hmm. but we make it happen.
You got it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad that
Thank
that
you.
Baby Isaiah's sleeping. I was just going through our Am I the Jerk submissions, and you never see this side of it because you're always on the phone. What do you think? Anything surprise you as you're watching the studio? Anything? Any questions?
I guess so. Yeah, it just seems like you just do it on the fly. Like, I'm just
some
impressed.
Some of it. Like, I was literally going through our Facebook messages, and I was reading all... We had a few Am I the Jerks in there, because you can email us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, but every now and then I open up our Facebook, and there's always some gold in there.
Yeah.
And I liked the ones I read today, so I was like, oh, Amanda, what do you think of this? And so, this one involves a car, and selling a car, and maybe to a family member. And I can't wait to talk about it next, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ will be back when he's done dealing with some family stuff. And I cannot wait. I miss him. No offense, Amanda and Racine.
No, I miss him too.
We all miss him. But thank you so much for coming in today.
Of course. Turned out for one.
Can't let you be on the show without giving you your theme song, Amanda and Racine. So thank you for coming in to co-host today. Tune in tomorrow for the next one. It's going to be a good one, everybody. But we have got an Am I the Jerk. Came in on Facebook, Amanda.
Okay.
So I started to read this to you and I went, wait, I can't read this to Amanda because I want her real reaction on the air.
I was already having commentary.
Yeah, you were like commenting. I'm like, oh, no. Hold on. Let me read this to you on the air. Okay. So here it is, everybody. Am I the Jerk? Give her a name.
Sheila.
Sheila. What an interesting name.
Yeah.
Sheila. I'm writing it down so I don't forget. Her name is Sheila. Here's what she said. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting to give my brother our old car for free? I'm interested now. When I saw that, I was like, ooh, now
yeah,
I'm intrigued. So here's what she said. Am I the jerk for not wanting to just give my brother-in-law our old car for free? I'm a 31-year-old female. I've been married to my wife, who's also a 31-year-old female, for 4 years. When we first met, she was driving a death trap of a car, a two-door Toyota Tercel.
I said, I know what that's
like. You know what a Toyota Tercel's like?
Yep.
That was once her grandmother's. About 6 months into us dating, her father traded her his 2008 Toyota Camry for her Tercel. That's been her car ever since. Okay? 7 years later, 4 years of marriage, and we're finally in a financial state to buy her a new car. When we first started looking into buying the new car, we went to my now mother-in-law and father-in-law to ask if they wanted the Toyota Camry, to which they said no. They had no use for the car. It had been my wife's for 7 years. So we go about the process, buy a new car, and start looking into selling the Camry. My wife goes to lunch with her mother, and it gets dropped that my brother-in-law is looking into getting a new car. After we had been cleared by them to sell the car, he reaches out to my wife and starts asking questions about the car. And when she asks how much he thinks is a fair price, he's taken aback and tells us he's expecting to get the car for free.
What the heck? Where did this guy come from?
This guy. He's a brother. This is family. Family thinks
so. Oh, he's entitled. He just gets everything.
That's what they think, right? She writes, Sheila continues on. She said, he doesn't even offer to give us one single dollar. Leading me and my wife to get into a fight. She thinks we should just give it to him for free. I feel manipulated. Who expects a car for free? Did his parents tell him to expect it for free? After they already told us it was okay to sell it, to his defense, he is getting married in September. And believe me, I know how expensive weddings are. So I give in and tell my wife, let's give it to him as a wedding gift. She says, no, that's rude. We're going to give him money and the car. A few hundred dollars. Now everybody's fighting.
Enough.
Now everybody's fighting. She said, we are all adults and are all financially independent. Am I the jerk for not wanting to give my brother-in-law the car for free? Sheila.
No, you're not the jerk.
You don't think she... Okay, but no. Part of me thinks she might be. You know why?
Why?
They had that thing for seven... It's a dump. That thing... There's no way that car is in good condition.
Send it to the dump then.
Maybe.
$200 at least.
You're right. You're right. I mean,
get
I don't
money
think...
Off of it.
I don't think he should have expected to get it for free.
Well,
I think
yeah.
he should have offered.
Yeah.
But I think they should have given it for free. Because it sounds like a 2008 Toyota Camry
that
they drove
good.
For 7 years.
Hey, I had a 2002 Saturn. That's like luxury.
Seriously. And by the way, the car was given to her. That's what. Yeah. That's why I'm like, well, who are you to sell the car that was given
profit,
to you?
Though. You got
to
make some money. It's, you know, inflation's real right now.
Amanda, you're so funny. Okay. So you say.
Not the jerk.
Sheila is not the jerk. She should not have to give the brother-in-law the car for free.
You can sell it to somebody else. Or like I said, go to the dump and sell it and get something.
That's true.
Yep.
I'm going to go with. Oh, nothing would irritate me more than my sisters coming in thinking they just get to take my car. But because it's so old and it was given to them, I'm going to say jerk. I'm going to say if you don't need the money, give it to them. What do you care? I don't know. 414.
Who doesn't need the money, first of all?
You're right. Never mind. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. We're going to take your input next. Sheila wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving her brother-in-law their old car for free. I can't wait to hear what everybody says next. Get ready.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ is out this week, but I am inviting some very special people to join the show. And today, I asked one of our very sweet regulars, who I adore, who's on maternity leave, to come in. You know who she is.
Turn number one!
It's Amanda and Racine. Thank you for joining me today, Amanda. I appreciate you. We're talking about, am I the jerk today? Sheila wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving her brother-in-law their old car for free. And you went which way, Amanda?
I said not the jerk.
And I said jerk, because they didn't really pay for it, and it was a gift. But I could see it going either way today. I got to be honest with you. Should we start with Jenny in South Milwaukee first?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Jenny, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Amanda's holding her baby. Isaiah's asleep. It's great. We're doing
Living
great.
Living life.
Living life.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you think Sheila's a jerk for not wanting to give her brother-in-law the old car for free?
Yes.
Oh, she's going with me today. Look out. Why do you think she's a jerk for not giving it for free?
Well, so to be perfectly honest, when you give someone a car, it's actually not free anymore. Mm-hmm. As someone that has gotten hand-me-down cars for like our kids and stuff.
Good point.
You end up having to pay like about $300. And then if there's anything wrong with it, then they have to fix it up and stuff. So it doesn't end up being free, quote unquote.
Ah, so payback.
Yes.
So make sure the car is in terrible condition and then give it
for free.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like this. I'm going to have to switch sides.
I didn't mean it that way, but yes.
Now, all of a sudden, the petitious is coming out of Amanda and Racine, everybody. Look out. I love it, this side of her. No, but okay, so Virginia, you say jerk.
I say jerk, but he's kind of a jerk for just assuming she's going to give him the car, too. So it kind of...
Look,
I
we don't flip on the show.
Want to.
Pick a side, Jenny. You said jerk. Yeah. You're sticking to it.
She's a jerk. But I know why she's a jerk.
100%. All right, Jenny, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Next up, we have another regular who called 5 days in a row and got their own theme song, Amanda. So let's go ahead and pull her up because... Oh, no. Here she comes. Oh, here she is. Tanya in Kenosha.
We're so fancy today.
Woo!
Hey, ladies. Hey.
Good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Super.
Well, I want to know, what do you think? You're not going to hold back. Is Sheila a jerk for not giving her brother-in-law the old car for free?
Not the jerk.
Yeah!
Not the
jerk. You're on my side.
Woo! Go on.
So I think the only reason I'm going with not the jerk is because they should at least get the money back that they traded in that Tercel for. So throw her $50 to $100 and you're good.
Okay, so Tanya said they don't have to charge a lot. But they need to charge something, including whatever the fee was. Okay, that's fair.
Technically, she didn't get it for free. She gave up that herself.
You're right. You know what? You're right. I did say she got it for free, but she traded it. That's fair. And then the father gave them the car, which is 7 years old now. And but I don't know, man. If my parents had an old car, think about this, you guys. My parents had an old car and gave it to my sister's husband. And then I wanted it for free, and my sister's husband was like, no. I'd be like, who the hell do you think you are? Think about that for a second, right? Because it's technically coming from the in-law's parents.
Yeah. Right? My husband has definitely given his sisters some cars for free. Mm-hmm. And that definitely can spike some animosity. So I think a couple of bucks is the way to go.
Okay. Okay.
Honestly, I wouldn't even just give it to family. Just give it to some random person.
Amanda, I love you. Okay, thanks for calling today.
Thanks, Tanya.
Bye, Tanya. Last but not least, we have Kim in Genesee Depot. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Amanda and Racine's in here. How are you?
Good.
All right, which way are you going? Because you're going to be the tiebreaker on this. Is Sheila the jerk for not wanting to give the... Oh,
yeah.
Enough said. Go on.
So she's not the jerk because, honestly, you had the car for 7 years. Granted, you still had to take care of it, maintain it, do all that stuff. And, you know, Allie, I know you say it's old, but I have a 2001 Camry from my dad that only has, like, 80,000 miles on it. He was an old man. He didn't drive it that much. You
that's
know?
Impressive. Like, wow. Yeah, okay.
Cameras are good, though. They're reliable.
Yeah, exactly. They can go to, like, 300,000 miles. So it might not be a piece of crap. She really didn't say how what condition the car was in, right?
Fair. Gold after all.
That's fair.
And it still could be in good condition. And she had to pay to maintain it, take care of it.
Right.
And if it's in good shape, you know, she should get something for it because she would get something for it. And who knows what gift he got from the in-laws or his parents, too, in the past, too. They don't mention that. He might have got cars in the past, too.
Right.
I just don't like when people assume that they're getting something.
I agree.
They could ask. Mm-hmm. They could ask.
I agree.
Better to ask than to assume.
But don't you think that's why Sheila was rubbed the wrong way here is because he assumed it was for free, and that was what made her upset? I think, I almost feel like she would have given it to him had he not said that.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
That would be the wrong way.
Exactly. Exactly.
When he called the sister, had he just said, let me give you $100, I bet it would have been a totally different reaction.
What if he did, oh, wait a minute, I thought it was free.
She said that he didn't offer anything, that the sister was like, take it.
Ask, what are you expecting, you know, what do you want for the car, or what are you thinking, you know, rather than, and then discuss it, rather than just assume.
But it sounded like he wanted to negotiate free.
Yeah.
He didn't really want to pay anything.
No, he did actually, I'm rereading it now, she wrote, he said he's expecting to get the car for free, he was taken aback and told us he was expecting it to be free. Okay.
So he could have negotiated it, but then he would be like, okay, I need free, actually. Mm-hmm.
Not the jerk overall. It's not the jerk.
But even if he just said to her, hey, you know, what were you expecting for the car? And then he was saying, then he said back, you know, I thought you were going to have it for free, but just have a discussion rather than assume.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. All right. I might have come to the other side today.
People don't want to talk either, so they
never
don't want to communicate.
That's facts, Amanda. Facts. Big time. All right. Thanks for calling, Kim.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day,
you
guys.
You too. Bye. Aw. So not the jerk today. Sheila is not.
I won today.
I love you, Amanda. Amanda and Racine, you're always such a delight. You're just in a good mood. You're happy. And when you're mad, you're funny. I got to be honest, if you want me to be honest. So I'm glad you're here today. Overall, not the jerk. Okay, we not only have to give away Pitbull tickets, but I am going to give you an update on my dating life with Nature Boy, because I know you want to know. I've been gone for a week.
You mean the baseball head?
We're going to talk about that as well, why I put the picture up with the baseball. I'll tell you everything, I promise. If you saw the picture on Facebook, I'll leave it at that. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, and I am on the air today. DZ's off. He's dealing with some family stuff, so we're sending positive thoughts and vibes to them, obviously. But Amanda and Racine's in here with her baby, and she goes, my arm's tired. I go, well, where's the baby carrier? She goes, he will cry. So you just set him up on the couch like a human being and came back over to the microphone, and the baby's just sitting up in his little swaddle, like, hi, guys, I'm right over here, just waiting for my mom to come back.
What's funny is I normally take pictures of him in random spots, so I got to do that too.
I can't even hold him for you because I'm running
clearing the board. I'm busy. I can't even. I don't even have arms to spare.
He's in the waiting room. He'll be fine.
He's staring at me like, who's this loud lady? Okay, we're giving away Pitbull tickets. So I want to get to Christina this morning in Kenosha. Hi, Christina.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Say hi to Amanda in Racine.
Hi, Amanda.
How's your day going?
It's going pretty good. Just dropped the kids off at school.
Yes. Oh, they're already in school.
That's nice.
Is Kenosha already in? What's the story?
Private school started yesterday.
It's all the privates. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a public school gal myself. We wait till after Labor Day. What can I say? Listen, Christina, you are going to see Pitbull.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Pitbull in concert?
I haven't seen Pitbull since my early 20s.
Well, now he's got even more songs, even more hits. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a nice party. Well, congrats. You're going, you and a guest, will see Pitbull at AmFam Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds August 31st. So have a great time at the show, Christina, all right?
Yeah, fun.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I already got all her info so we can send her on her way. She dropped the kids off. What a time to be alive. What a time. It's almost back to school, Amanda. Your kids are not school age yet, though.
Oh, no. They go to babysitter.
Yeah, and you'll go back to work next week.
Yeah.
So, all right, coming up next, I'll give you the dating update if you want it. And you can ask me whatever you want. You know I'm an open book. And Amanda, I'm scared. I'm glad it's you and not Ryan in Calabama. He'd be grilling me over the fire like, tell me the truth.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM.
Why are you sad about that?
Don't cry about Teddy Swims playing in Madison. He'll come to Milwaukee, too, one day.
Yeah, maybe you could see him someday.
It's Allie and DZ. That is not DZ with me today. DZ is dealing with some family stuff. He'll come back when he's ready. And in the meantime, we'll have some fun with a few co-hosts until my favorite person, no offense, DZ, comes back. You can be second favorite, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Amanda?
Second best over here.
I shouldn't be introducing you, though, without your theme song. It's not fair. Just as beautiful in the studio when you do it. I want you to know that.
Yes.
Call 5 days in a row, get a theme song just like Amanda, and maybe be on the show one day. Did you ever think when you got a theme song, you'd be on the show as a co-host?
I never would have thought.
Look at you. Never would have.
Look at that. I really made it in this world, you know?
You have. And you know what else I never would have thought? That I would go on a seventh date with a man.
Woo.
Amanda, it's a miracle.
You're in the seventh inning, baby.
Seventh inning. It might be eighth at this point. So I need to give an update on my dating life because I posted that damn picture on Facebook. And then I left.
Yep.
And then I never said another word because we were on vacation last week.
I was wondering, what is it like to kiss a baseball head?
So we went to the Brewer game. You don't know about any of the dates we went on when I was on vacation.
No.
Nobody knows. Oh my gosh, I have such an update. I have to think of, you know, when you don't even remember what you did last week? That's what I'm doing right now. I'm like, what did we do? So where did we leave off with Nature Boy? I think DZ and I left off before we went on vacation. Everything was going really good.
Yeah, I remember that.
We were ramping up for maybe a sixth date at that point. So then last week when I was off, it was his birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, well, until you met somebody 3 weeks ago and it's their birthday.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare, Amanda. You ever dated someone new and it's their birthday?
No. Nope.
I was like, damn it. What do you even, this is like when you meet someone before Christmas.
Well, I will say, I did date someone when it was my birthday, and I was about to break up with them.
Uh-huh.
But I let them give me the flowers and gifts anyway.
And then you broke up with them?
I broke up with them.
Oh, Amanda, you crack me up. Well, him and I are still good to go. Everything is fine. I went to a Brewer game with him last week on Wednesday, which is when I posted the picture with the baseball over his head. Does it bug you that I won't show his face?
I mean, I like the baseball. It's very mysterious.
I feel like...
Maybe put some eyes on it. Maybe a face on it.
I feel like an emoji works. People want to know why I won't show people's faces. And I'm like, because they have kids. They have families.
And you have kids, too.
And I have kids. And if things go wrong, there's nothing worse than everybody, you know what I'm saying? Until I'm in a long-term, I would say, relationship or relationship I know I'm going to be in for a while, then I will post someone.
Makes sense.
But the problem is, I meet people and it goes bad, and then if everybody knows who it is, then their family knows, then their kids know, then people that shouldn't know details, is my point. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not worried about this with him. I actually think he's a very, very nice guy, which is a miracle.
Good. Yes.
Which is why I'm still seeing him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is correct. It's a miracle. So we went to the Brewer game. We had a really good time at the Brewer game. I posted that picture on Facebook, and then his birthday was the next day. And so we hung out on his birthday, but here's the worst part, Amanda. I had a whole day plans outside, and it rained all day.
Aww.
So I had to cancel all of our plans, and I felt really stupid. Because then we had nothing to do, and I had no backup plan. So we literally did nothing all day. We sat around all day. That was what we did. That was it. He had the day off work. I had the day off work. And that was it. And we just hung out. We played like a question card game to learn about each other. We talked.
Oh, that
was
it. Go.
Yeah. So I don't really have like, I'll see him again this weekend. That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Bella in Kenosha met him. I mean, she seemed to like him. Did she show you the picture?
No. All I know is the baseball head.
That's it. That's all you know?
That's all I know.
All right. Should I keep him around?
I think you should.
I should?
Yeah. I think he's pretty good so
far. You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. The worst part is that DZ's heard none of this.
Oh.
He's going to come back eventually, and we're going to have to do like 5 weeks of my dating life and talk about it all at once for sure. So, all right. Well, I'll tell you a little bit. There's a little bit more, though. Hold on. I have more. Wow. Hold on. There's more. I'll tell you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning. Hi.
Morning.
Amanda and Racine co-hosting with me today, and I love to see it. Here you go, girl. The best part is you have your 3-month-old Isaiah in your arms because you're on maternity leave. And it's just funny watching you scream. And he's just sitting there in his swaddle like, whatever.
He's just staring.
This is my loud mom and the other loud woman on the radio is with her. That's fine. How's it going? I was telling you about my dating life, Amanda. And how I've been seeing Nature Boy now. It's almost like we're in like the eighth. We might be up to the eighth date.
Oh.
So how many dates do you go on before, you know, how many? I don't think I've ever gone on 8 dates.
Yeah, I don't think I
have. And been like,
either.
We're still just buds. I don't want a boyfriend right now. Maybe eventually he could be my boyfriend, right? Down the road. But how much do you go out and until you're like, this is more than, until you're exclusive?
I mean, honestly, a lot of the guys I dated was one and done.
Is that you? What, you wipe them up at one? That's what you do?
One.
You go, we're together now. Shut up and sit down.
Nobody got scared and just ran away. Like, this crazy lady.
I don't mind it. Like, it's kind of nice. Like, I don't mind just seeing him. The problem is, I have dated multiple people. I don't know how I found the time for it. I can't even find the time to see this guy. I mean, sometimes I wonder, how do people date? You know, where do you find the time? How do you even, he's even said that. We've talked about people that cheat. How do you find the time to cheat? I can't even see the guy I'm dating. How are you cheating? How do people do this? So I'm going to see him again on Friday. We haven't made a plan yet, but I just want to know if you have any advice, you know, lock it down. Amanda?
My husband, I just asked him. Like,
come on. I'm not going to ask him. I don't want to lock it down yet. I feel like we're not there yet.
What's going on here?
I actually like it how it's very natural. Like,
or
let it be.
You could just ask for him to be committed.
I don't want that.
Oh.
No offense if he's listening. Then I have to be committed. Did you do? Well, look at the fear in my eyes when you bring up the commitment. I'm like, can we just slowly work towards this? Can we not do this this quickly? I start to get hot. I get hot flashes.
Yeah.
Commitment? What?
I don't know what that is.
What's that? Well, I'll have to update everybody after we go out on Friday. And then if any of the other regulars come in this week, I may let them ask me some questions, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the update. It's all good. Everything is positive.
That's
There's nothing negative to say about him. He's just a nice guy.
That's good.
That's like,
that's nice.
I feel like we look for the unicorns. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ones who aren't jaded, who are still nice, who have the ability to have some emotional maturity. Like, finding those people are hard in dating.
Yeah.
There's very few of, we call them unicorns, to have the emotional maturity. You're not going to cheat. You're ready for a commitment. This is not the dating world anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not in it.
Well, I mean, if you were, you wouldn't be in it, though, because we already know you would go on one date and you'd be like, sit down, you're mine. We're dating now. Leave me alone. But come back and bring me flowers. All right. Well, that's the update for you. Thanks for joining me today, Amanda.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your baby is asleep again.
Yes.
And we all know how you got him from dating. So don't take Amanda's advice, anybody. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning and buenos dias, as DZ would say. You need to say buenos dias in order.
Wepa!
Because you are DZ today, Amanda and Racine. And how can I say that without playing this?
Turn down for one.
Turn down.
yesterday, my boys came in, Owen and Hudson. DZ's dealing with a family issue. He will be back when he can get back. And I miss him, but I talk to him every day, and he's okay, and his family's okay. But he will be back when he can. So in the meantime, we've got some special guests like Amanda and Racine. And you're on maternity leave, so you were the first one I thought of. I thought, I got to have one of the regulars in. It's got to be Amanda because she's not working. She's got nothing going on. She's free.
Right.
And when I pulled up this morning, you were in the parking lot like a true gangsta. One leg out of the car, feeding the kid at 6 a.m. I was like, Amanda, you look so awesome right now. Dressed to the nines. You look great today.
Thank you.
You look so cute.
I gotta look nice, you know.
I know. But how has it been being on maternity leave? You told me you've met a ton of people.
Yeah, I've actually really loved it.
Why?
You
have a good baby, which helps.
That does help.
Because if you don't have a good baby, it's hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So originally, I was just going to go to Starbucks twice a week just to get my lemon loaf and just...
my lemon loaf.
And just get out of the house. But actually...
Well, there we go.
Oh, I go. Okay.
Oh, I
got
to pull the mic up a little for you. There we go. Come on into it. Get over it.
Okay.
So first, you just went to Starbucks for lemon loaf.
Yeah.
And then...
But then it was more than that. Actually, it's been a time for me and Isaiah to bond, me and my son.
It became a place for you.
And I got to talk with a lot of cool employees. They're always happy to see him.
Do you go to the same Starbucks?
I go to the same one.
Which one?
The one on Highway 31 in Durand.
Okay. And that's the one. And
that's the one.
And you and the employees are like besties now.
Yeah.
And you've met other people that are there every day?
Yeah. There's like a couple I met named Heather and Steve. They were great.
And now here's where the questions start. What are they doing? Do they work? Like, are they working? What are they doing?
You know, we didn't talk about that.
Wait, so you don't even know?
We just talked about random life.
Oh, you don't know what they do and if they work or anything?
I didn't ask them that.
When you see people during the day, don't you wonder, like, do you work? Because it's funny.
I do wonder that.
Because I get off right by noon. So I'll go to the gym and I'll be like, don't you guys work? But here I am. I've worked a full day.
Yeah.
You might be a third shifter. You might have a different schedule. That's why I was just curious if you knew what these people sitting at Starbucks do.
Well, the one really cool one, his name was Ray in California. Mm-hmm. He actually does a bunch of professional drawings.
Wait, you're giving nicknames now? The people... No. That's what we do on the show. You don't give nicknames, Amanda. That's our show. Ray in California. That's what she said. Oh, that's funny.
Well, I told him I'm Amanda and Racine.
You are Amanda and Racine.
I don't think he knows that I actually call into the show. So
he doesn't... Well, he's going to know now.
Right?
Ray in California. Hi. You're famous now, Ray.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been going. Are you going to be sad when you don't go anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I told them that I'm going to go every month because I want to be able to bond with Isaiah because he's been going there since a week old.
Aww.
So they've known him. So I want us to be able to bond and
that's
do that
your
together.
Thing yeah, that you guys thing. Do together.
I never thought we were going to have Starbucks as our thing, but it's our thing.
Well, and he's your second. And so Savannah has been, how old is she, three?
She's like 2.5.
2.5. She's been at daycare. And so you've had a chance to bond with the baby.
Yes, because I wanted to bond with him. Because, you know, she gets all my attention otherwise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. And she's been taking the baby okay?
Oh, she loves him.
Aww.
She tries holding him.
Oh, really?
She'll give him kisses and everything. Aww. She's really sweet.
She'll be a good older sister.
Yes.
Aww. Well, I'm glad to see you, Amanda. I'm sorry you got to go back to work next week.
I know.
Are you, you know you don't want to say it on the air, dreading it or looking forward to it? Because I loved maternity leave, but... Going to work, I'm so much healthier and more productive when I get up and go to work every day. And I noticed that on vacation last week, I kind of became a lump. I didn't go to the gym. No, really. Like, I didn't do anything. And I went, you know, I'm so much healthier when I have somewhere to get up and go every day. And it's good for me. Even if I work at McDonald's one day, I need somewhere to go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I love maternity leave. Like, it's been a nice vacation, but it's back
to reality.
It's
not
time.
Everybody's for the stay-at-home life.
That's not my life.
It's not everybody.
I gotta be doing something.
Some people thrive in it. They love it. Some people work from home. They're great at it. I'd be horrible.
Like I told you, I'm watching all the neighbors commenting on Snow White across the street.
Girl, I would get back into soaps if I had to. That's how I would be. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, I know I need to get back to work. I got to get back to life.
Mm-hmm, you're ready.
Yeah,
well,
I'm ready.
I'm glad everybody's doing good, and I'm glad you came in today, and I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.